what?
You're leading.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. So today we are going to talk about relationships. Three black TV producers on a late night Zoom and two cheap bottles of wine later, this podcast was born.
We are ready to chat all things from politics, entertainment, social issues and TV.
Plus everything in between, including our black perspective on life.
I'm Tiana, aka T.
I'm Sienna.
And I'm Gamma, so get ready for some unfiltered lulls, some talk and tears.
As we share our personal experiences.
This is
the In Our Black Opinion podcast.
We are recording this real life, the first time. Also, you may have heard some noise outside. That's because we're on Shoreditch High Street.
Got wine, we've got snacks, and yeah, we're all together for the first time.
Oh, this is weird. We're so used to like just seeing each other through Zoom and recording it, but you know, it's like this real life, people. And just for the record, yes, I did bring snacks to this gathering, and no, I will not be taking them back home.
Gamma brought cheese strings to this gathering, which is hilarious. I felt like I was at an 8-year-old party, but
I bought Prosecco as well.
Yeah, cheese string and Prosecco is perfect.
Listen, you can't beat cheese string, like. It just hits differently.
But also, it's quite nice hearing your voice that isn't constantly like...
This is true. Or my nephew, like, storming in naked, like, hello!
And, like, me and T just looking at each other like, don't know what she just said for the last 20 minutes. I'm sure her sound's picked it up, but fuck knows what she said. Just smile and laugh. So, today we are going to talk about relationships. Because I actually don't know that much about your guys' relationships anyway. I, Sienna, I'm in a relationship. Gamma, Tiana, take the floor. What is your situation right now?
Firstly, before we discuss relationships, I just would like to clear something up that was mentioned in the last podcast. So Sienna mentioned that I travelled all the way to Notting Hill Carnival with a bag of chips, which I then returned home with. But in my defence, right, yeah, I paid money for those chips. And I just knew that no one was going to eat them. I thought, oh, let me take it home and then have it for dinner during the week.
I just can't. It was the fact that you was like frozen chips and a bag of cheese.
Yeah, because I was going to make cheesy chips.
It was 32 degrees in Notting Hill. 20, and like people are just, you know, they serve food everywhere. And you bring a frozen bag of chips all the way across the tube.
I can't. Chicken.
Yeah, but this...
Anything.
This was the first Notting Hill Carnival that I'd been where it was at someone's house.
It was bougie.
And I was just like, oh yeah, what would be quite cute? Aperol spritz and cheesy chips.
I mean, the question is, did you eat them when you got home?
No, I ordered the Mackey D's.
The fact you even remember doing that. Yeah, the fact that you started the relationship chat
about
by
chips.
Talking about cheese and chips.
Got your priorities
and all that. That's Gamma in a nutshell, everyone.
And that's probably why I'm still single.
I'm very single, actively seeking a life partner, though, and finding it very difficult because all men are waste men, apparently. So, yeah, this is what I'm finding anyway. People can argue this with me, but that's my experience. So, yeah.
So you're actively looking for a partner right now?
Yeah, I'm looking for a life partner. I'm looking for the one, which I never thought I would be. But, yeah, looking for someone to settle down with.
And what about you, Gamma? Are you?
Listen, right now, I swear I'll take anything.
The Tagama told me this story. She went to a single meetup by a well-known kind of dating app, right? And they matched people based on numbers. So you were given perhaps like a number when you arrived and your number match was somewhere in the room and you were supposed to find them. Tell them what happened, Gamma.
So I dragged my friend to a singles night and it was like, oh, it was at a bougie private members club. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, so it's going to be nice. You know, the caliber of men's going to be a bit decent, although they will probably be douchey. So we get there, and we're nervous, so we, like, down a couple of drinks. So we get to the event, and then we all get little stickers of numbers on. And then I literally lock eyes with this guy, and I was like, okay, not my usual type. But, you know, I'm open to anything at the moment. And then he walks over to me and he was like chatting away and he was like, I really like your confidence, the way just like, you know, you come in and you kind of like commanding the room. I was like, okay, this is cute. And he was just like, and I just love your smile and the way like you're chatting to people. And I was like, oh, this is nice. He was like, I wish I had that energy because I want to talk to number 15.
And didn't he ask you to teach him how to have the energy to talk to 15?
I wanted the room to just literally open up and then just swallow me whole.
But also, like, you were sitting there feeling cute with, like, your lipstick and your hoops and, like,
some guys. I thought, maybe this is it. You know, he was older. It's like, maybe this is, you know, this is the new me. You know, I was 29, so this was last year. I was like, you know, next year I'm 30. It's the big 3-0 and all that jazz. And then he was like, I want that energy to speak to number 15. I was like,
What makes guys think they can just say shit like that and it's not gonna hurt your feelings? Like,
he basically wants, he in the space of like 5 minutes friend zoned me. I was just like, what the actual fuck? And then he could see that obviously what he said was a bit like, oh. So he was like, oh, don't worry, like, you know, I think you're cute too. I was like, babes,
cute.
Just stop. And then he was like, do you know what? Yeah, but you.
What does that mean? I think you're cute too. So, do you want my number or what? I don't get it.
So, like, okay, so on that note, what are some of the really insulting things guys have said to you on first dates or even just dates in general? I know I've put you on the spot here, but.
I generally think the dating app world for black women is completely different for other women.
It's a dark place, isn't it?
It is. I've had someone literally say they wanted jungle fever.
I can't. Like, what do you say back to people like that?
Blocked.
Blocked.
Mainly what I do on dating. I literally just go, no, you're
blocked. So do you feel like white men in particular, like, no, like, point out your race, first of all, in, like,
they go in with it, you're black is beautiful, to which I replied, you're white is beautiful.
And they're quoting like, Dave.
And he was like, this was even before Dave came out. So I was like, okay, you're coming in strong, cool. And I said, oh, well, you're white is beautiful too. And then he was like, I'm only just complimenting you. Why you gotta be so rude? I was just like, so you don't like it. It's not nice. And I think my favourite one was this guy. I mean, I know it's not his real name, but I feel like I can't say his name, but his name on the dating profile was the same as a famous basketball player, but he wasn't saying that he was a basketball player, but he just kept messaging and then I was really busy and then I just was replying like a day. I'm really bad at texting as well. And then he literally switched and then he sent like this massive rant of like, you black women think you're so nice. You're lucky that I'm even talking to you.
Yeah.
You black women think you got... And I remember sending the screenshots to my friend like, wait, is this actually real? Like, is this actually happening? So I was just like, I just feel like with dating apps, I just don't think, I mean, you're either getting abused or you're being fetishized.
And I remember one guy saying, oh, I've always wondered what like black women's nipples look like. Google it.
Pornhub.
All over the internet, mate.
What do you mean black? They're not blue.
What do they think is going to happen to them? Are they going to come out of it going, I've done it, guys. I've achieved this thing in life that, you know, I've always wanted. It's like, what? Is it going to be like enlightenment or something? It was this, I was talking to this Italian guy who I had no interest in at all. And he was like, straight away, you know what they're like, where are you from? And I, you know, I get so sick of, they mean like, where you obviously cannot be British because you're black. So where are you from? And I just, I'm over it. So it was like, where are you from? And he replied saying, I think it's really rude to ask someone where they're from. I was like, excuse me, are you joking? You literally just asked me. And he was like, yeah, well, I don't like to tell people where I'm from because I'm Italian and people think that I'm rude because of it. And I was like, this is batshit crazy. Like, so if that's what it's like as a black woman on a dating app, it's almost like any answer you give is going to be combated or just attacked. It's like you cannot just have a nice flirty conversation. It's always gonna at some point explode.
Because you either have to be grateful they're talking to you or you're too good if you don't reply. It's like, it's fucking,
it's not
rude.
Normal dating, yeah. Is it? It's almost, it's not. It's like we're meant, it's like we are meant to be grateful, just going, anything you say, anything you do, I'm just so happy that we've connected. I feel like that is, And we're not obviously going to be like that because we're normal women dating and we're looking for people who are good enough. And if they're coming with that bullshit, then they're going to get blocked.
I mean, I feel like I'm a cool cat because I've got cool dress sense. I feel like I'm cute.
And you're a cool person.
But I don't think when people instantly see me, they're like, yeah, that's the person I want to have children with, or that's the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. And it's just like, when I go on these dates, it's like, I am loud in life. Just because I don't know if you guys have noticed this. But if it comes to dating, or it comes to actually guys speaking to me, I am so shy, I like nervously laugh.
This is true, other than when she met my dad and she was like, "Hi, Pappy," which okay, she does all the time.
Okay, let's discuss the other dad.
But,
except for when they're really hot, obviously, the exception.
But, no, but I'm just curious why you think that, like, a guy meeting you wouldn't look at you and think, that's someone I want to spend my life with. That's sad that you think that about yourself, you know? Like, if you have that perception of yourself before you even go on a date, like, that's not, you know what I mean?
It's so I was speaking to my my friend, and she's so gonna laugh when she hears this, but she gave me a pep talk yesterday, actually, and reminded me that, because I get so shy, so we were in Paris one summer, sad times we're not there now, and we went to this bar that we always go to, and there was this guy that literally looked like Tupac, and I was just like, oh my god, this guy is so hot. He was so, so beautiful. And I was just like, you know, bants, bants, bants. And then he proceeded to ask for my number, and then that's when it all went weird. I hid from him. And we'll get in there. He was like, oh, what are you guys going to do on your last day? And we're like, oh, we're going to come here in the evening before we head home on the Monday. So we didn't think he was going to turn up, because we thought, oh, he's not going to turn up. And he turned up, and he was at the bar waiting. I spent the rest of the night hiding from him. So when we got back to our Airbnb, my two friends were like, why are you like this? Like, they were literally just like, he literally came to the bar because you said you would be there. And then for me, this is going to sound like really silly, it's like, it's fine, I can do the flirting-ish, but as soon as they are like, oh yeah, here's my number, I start thinking about what happens next. And I am a very free person, like, I will happily walk around naked in front of my friends. When it comes to, like, a partner, oh my god, I am that person that will change underneath a towel. I'm that person that will change underneath a duvet. I will literally wake up early to run to the bathroom to change. And so for me, and it sounds so stupid, because it's like, he literally just asked me for your number, why are you thinking about this already? I start instantly, like, playing out at the future.
Yeah.
And just kind of like my insecurities. So then I hide. Yeah, so my friends know this. If the running joke is, how do you know if, like, Gamma likes someone? And the joke is, because she's hiding from them. Ha ha ha. And it is silly. It is funny. Because I literally, at one point, I hid behind the sofa in the bar.
But that, like, being scared to show your body, like, I feel like a lot of women are self-conscious like that. Probably men as well, right? Mm. But to a degree, like, you've got to let yourself be a bit vulnerable at times. It's so scary. Like, nobody is like, I mean, rare, probably some people, but nobody is like, fucking gets up out of bed and is like, oh yeah, like, look at my bod. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like,
everybody
is insecure about things.
Even the people,
like,
who are perfect are like, yeah, I hate this, I hate that.
Yeah, like, it's a natural thing, but, like, you've got to be a bit vulnerable. And also, they're vulnerable too. Like,
are they?
Yeah, they are. Like, I know, like, I've been with a lot of guys that hate their kind of bodies and are really insecure about stuff. And it actually makes you feel better because you, and sometimes, you know, a bit empowering because you're like, oh, okay, they feel a bit, you know, by that too. But don't think you're alone like that, because I'm pretty sure, like, I've been there, you've been there. I mean, I'm still like that, you know what I mean? You're never content.
Ever. Yeah, but then on the flip side as well, you just get idiots who are just like, will just literally assume things, and you're just like, I'm not like that. Like, will like casually think it's funny to assume, oh, I'm a certain type of way, or like, and but will comment on my like features that you would usually associate with blackness, but then use that as if to say, oh, that must mean she's very good at, you know,
oh, what, your big black
your big job. Lips, yeah,
oh, that's what I was called.
And it was like, what?
I was 13. I hadn't even had any of that stuff. I didn't even know what it was. And people call me blowjob lips.
And you're just like, I'm so sorry, but that stuff that people would say, you know, like in the playground, but it's the fact that grown men
carry it on
and
yeah,
you
but
say
they sexualized like you from very young in that way, like yeah. Just because you have a bum, like this was a thing that I remember growing up with, like a lot of like skinny girls that would wear kind of things that I couldn't really wear just because I had a bigger bum and it looked more sexual. But I remember, like, everyone wearing, like, it was the era of the hot pants from Topshop that were, like, cut upwards, okay. You know? And they're, like, your ass cheeks are out, basically. I mean, I don't know if this was, like, your thing, but when I was, like, 14, 15, this was a thing. I literally couldn't wear them because it looked like I was wearing a thong. Like, and also my dad wouldn't have let me out of the house. But it is this idea of, like, just, like, sexualizing the black female body to a point where it's, like, it's horrible. You feel like a bit inhumane. Like, and the same goes when you're talking for guys on Tinder and they point out bits about yourself that you're like, oh, I don't even think of myself like that. My blowjob lips. Like,
I just asked you what your favourite film was. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you're saying,
Gamma likes riding on trains for fun. Oh, she doesn't like doing that stuff.
And that's another thing.
Leave her alone.
And I know people will be listening and be like, oh, well, you know, all girls get those type of messages. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't, they're not, they don't come at you regarding your race. They come at you because they're horny.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference. So you feel cheap. You feel like,
yeah, and you feel like they do it because they think they can.
And that's another thing as well, is they like start talking to me or like will swipe and match and expect that I'm a certain type of black. And then when I tell them, oh yeah, what's your favorite thing? Well, I like train journeys.
Gamma likes riding on trains. It's mainly because she's scared of flying, but she does like getting trains all over the UK on her own.
On
she
my own, and to that. Like I and to France, she's a train and to spotter. Holland. I mean, I'm not a train spotter. Like, I will not wake up. I mean, there was a time when the Flying Scotsman did go past, did roll through Finsbury Park Station, and that was like quite a big deal. But it's so weird. So they expect like a bit of Beyonce mix of a bit of Nicki Minaj with a bit of Lizzo. Then they get to me and they're like, oh, who's your favourite artist? I'm like, oh, Elton John. I've seen him 3 times in concert, fucking cried. And they're just like, and they get so confused.
It's a disappointing version of black people.
It's not, I'm not the black that they want.
Yeah.
And, they will, and then they will say it and they're like, and it's just like, well, no, like, we're not, stop. Assuming that we're all the same, like I don't, you know, and I'd be like, you know, you're not, I have dated white boys, and they'll be like, oh, have you really? Yeah, what was it like?
If, oh, what, a white guy wanted to be with you? Oh my god, I get that a lot.
So what do you mean, what was it like? It was, you, we're talking about dating history, it doesn't matter. So I like through, and then you'll get the odd one. Especially like on a certain dating app where you put up what you like and then people obviously reply to that. And, you know, I'm a massive Harry Potter fan, even though J.K. Rowling has spoiled it for me. And then they'll just be like, oh, really? You're into Harry Potter? Yes. Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, so what do you think about, like, you know, Kanye West? Like, legit, out of the blue. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I don't mind. You know, Kanye, you know, he said some really shitty stuff or whatever. So I literally turned off my date notifications and then I've gone back onto them and there are messages. And I'm really too scared to open any of them because I'm like, if one of them asks me about Black Lives Matter, I swear I'll go apeshit.
It's not our job to teach you on these apps. And like, it might be like a fun, interesting question for you, but it's traumatic for us. Like, we don't want to be reminded of it when we open a dating app. Thank you very much. Like, that is escapism. Like, leave us do it.
I've had a similar thing with like to what Gamma was just saying recently, because obviously I watched Love is Blind, right? Fell in love with Lauren and Cameron to the point where I'm like, where the fuck is my Cameron? Yeah. I don't only just date white guys, by the way, but It would be nice to meet a Cameron. That's what I'm saying. So I've been on a mission to find a Cameron. What I'm finding is when you, in the UK, when you meet kind of like white guys who have dated black girls before, they want you to be almost the exact double of the black girls that they've met before with no variation. So they're like, to the point where some of the guys that I've met have been like playing me like, I'm from the Caribbean, playing me like African music and going, you like this song, right? You like this song. But, and it's like, and also I went to Oxford and I read, you know, Victorian literature, and I also am really into Star Wars at the moment. But they aren't having it. They're going, yes, but when can we go and have jollof rice? Even when you kind of manage to match with someone on social media who has, you know, allowed you in because they have dated black women before, you're still kind of sometimes not black enough, or you're not fitting their image of what you should be.
But the way that you just said allowed you in, like that phrase, like that's what it feels like. You feel like you're on kind of like eggshells to begin with. You're like, where's the floor here? Like, how black can I be in this relationship?
Exactly.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, I remember my main thing on going out with white guys. First thing they'd say when they meet me is, I didn't expect you to talk like that.
What did they expect you to talk like?
But on the flip side, when I've, you know, when I have dated black guys or match on like dating apps, I still get the same issue of I'm also not black enough for them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck me. At this point, who wants me? Listen, I'm single, ready to mingle. And it's just like, I mean, for me, it's you know, I grew up in Hackney, you know, I'm a Londoner through and through, so they expect that's what I'm going to be like, and then I'm not. And it's just like, you can do both. Listen, I can sit down and listen to Afrobeats and also listen to Elton John. Like, my dream right now would be if Elton John and Burna Boy released a song. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I can't.
And that's just, but then that's, that literally, that's just me. And it's like, and it's always a shock when
Burna Boy and Elton John. I love it. Sam Smith
and Burna Boy released a song. So all I'm saying,
I mean,
is,
Sam Smith is a bit closer, you know what I mean? But I feel like Elton's a legend.
I feel like Elton is a legend. Like, he is.
He'd maybe do a song with Ed Sheeran if he hasn't already. But
oh my God. I'd like the world to know I don't like any of these.
But like, going back to...
God, I'm not being associated with this. Sorry.
You should see my DM requests. It's mainly from guys kicking off that I'm with a white guy and have white friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I remember getting really upset one evening. It really upset me because this guy messaged me and said, you know, look at all your white friends, blah, blah, blah. You wait until they start saying the N-word around you. And I remember reading it out in a pub and I was like quite drunk and I was like, it hit me and I was like, this is a dark shit. But also it pissed me off because I was like, I'm literally half black and half white. Like, how am I supposed to be? Yeah, my friends, I have white friends. I also have white family. Like, I was like, this has upset this guy so much that he's felt the need to message me and I have no idea who he is. And it just frustrated me because I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I supposed to just have black friends? Am I supposed to just have white friends? You know, it's like, it's a difficult situation. But yeah, I feel you with the dating. Like, white guys, you don't fit in with their lives at all. Just facts. You just don't.
Do you ever wonder if it will be easier to date one or the other? As a mixed race person, do you find that it's easier for you to date a white guy, or would be easier for you to date a black guy?
Or a mixed race guy.
Or a mixed race guy.
There are certain things that flag up every time that I'm like, oh, this would be easier if I had a black partner, you know? Like my taste in music, like family gatherings, you know, food, stuff like that. And also just the jokes of like growing up in similar families, like stuff like that, stuff that he just wouldn't get, that, you know, black guys that I know just get on a level. But yeah, I don't know if you could just pick. I don't think I could like just decide, but there are definitely times that I, you know, I've been with white guys and just don't feel like I fit in, you know? Mm. And it isn't because anybody there has said anything untoward or like anything. I could be in a room with like so many friendly people, but you just feel different. And then I could be in a room with like all the black people I know. Like I think back to like Carnival last year, you know, how we were all in there like having a great time. And I didn't want to feel self-conscious about anything, which I haven't had in a relationship being around their friends and family, you know? And also the thing about dating white guys and being in relationships with them is that when you meet their family, you're obviously a bit nervous about, oh, is someone going to say something that's like a bit over the mark and you're going to have to not say anything and it's all just going to be a bit awkward. And there's just this kind of like underlying tension that eventually goes away if you're together, but you can't help but feel like there's something there, you know? It's hard to pinpoint what it is, but definitely something. Well, you just have a different outlook on life because you've had different experiences, you know?
You mute your blackness.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because you don't, you're meeting them for the first time, so you don't want to be overly black because you don't know what their approach is. And this isn't saying this to, you know, to whoever's listening, this isn't me saying, oh my God, all non-black people are racist.
It's not that.
It's the thing of like, it's the same questions that we are always asked constantly, whether it's about your hair or, oh, so what are you into? Oh, you must like spicy food. Or where are you from? And or like actually having friends, families call you exotic and stuff, and all use kind of terms that you shouldn't be using to describe
half caste all the time. You know what I mean?
I mean, coloured.
People don't say that anymore.
So you've got all that baggage already. So then when you do start dating someone that's out of your, like outside of your racial circle, you're just like, okay, I like you, we're getting on, this is cute, we're vibing. And then you've got to meet their family and friends, and then you're just like, oh God, please, 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 let it just run smoothly. I think it's the same as also kind of like dating outside of your class and the stuff that gets said. And it's like, I don't know, like obviously, I consider myself working. I mean, I'm a first generation immigrant, working class family, and I've dated people who weren't working class. They were middle class and above, and you're just like, and then you'll hear stuff that they would say, like I was sitting there and there was conversations where they, you know, use the C word describing someone, or, oh yeah, no, don't go over there, it's full of, you know, the P word. And they were describing Irish travellers and Romani gypsies. And you're just like, and it's like they felt comfortable saying it in front of me because they're like, oh yeah, no, you're different. And it was that like that thing about you're different, because it was like they didn't consider me. I'm not part of the narrative of the British working class because I'm an immigrant. But I'm like, they come in hand sometimes.
Yeah.
The same as you can be an immigrant but still be middle class, and you can be, you know, an immigrant and still be, you know, you can be an economic immigrant and be like really rich. But it's just like, this was fun, and this was, you know, it was a couple of months, it was cute, but I can't sit here where you have these ideas about people that are in classes that are below you, but then now you are saying that I'm not even part of that narrative. It's just like, what the fuck?
But then I feel like people will go, well, what are you guys moaning about? Why don't you just date within your community then? But I haven't dated a black guy in a long time, because one of the last times I even got chatted up by a black guy, he was beautiful, really cute, and he went, and we were having a chat for about half an hour, and then I must have said something about going to university, and he went, hold on, what, you went uni? And I went, yeah, I went to uni. And then he literally walked off whilst I was kind of finishing the sentence and just moved on. And I was like, oh my gosh, so you're gonna walk away just because I'm a black girl who went to uni? Like, oh my God, I don't stand a hope in hell. I haven't even told you about my Star Wars obsession yet. Jeez, what am I supposed to do? But yeah, it's hard, kind of. It does not even, no matter what what race. It's always, yeah, difficult.
The thing with me as well, okay, is I'm not picky. That makes me sound easy.
You are picky.
I'm not picky about, I don't have, okay, how do I say this without sounding
You don't have
like,
a type.
No, the thing is, I actually do have a type, and loads of my friends and people just assume that I don't date black guys. And say, well, I've dated more black guys then. But anyways.
Also, I hear how much you love my brother and dad, so.
Okay, let me discuss this. When I saw Sienna's dad, with my whole chest, I fully went to him, I baby. Because
cringing.
He is a beautiful man.
And tell them again, as how old are you now?
30.
Tell them again what you were saying about my 21-year-old brother earlier.
Okay, no, I'm getting to that. Listen, all I'm saying is...
Not Mickey, but she likes him young.
No, I do not like them young, because the thing is, I don't see you as younger than me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't see age.
You need to calm yourself, okay? No. Let me tell you about Sienna's brother. He is beautiful. He is so beautiful. Okay, yes, he is 21. I'm 30, so that's 9 years. But all I'm saying is he can holler at me when he's 30 because I'll be 39. So I'm not saying I'm going to move to your brother now.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is my 9-year plan is I'll wait for him.
Well, you've just told him, so I'll just play this.
This is very true. So, I mean, I did follow him on Instagram.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, how did you find him? I can't.
Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of In Our Black Opinion. Well, we're hoping we've made you all feel romantic, you know, set the mood for love. But remember, guys, these are just our experiences and opinions. So, you know, maybe we've just been unlucky. If you know any eligibles, you're welcome to send them mine and Gamma's way. Remember to like and subscribe for updates and share the love, guys. Love all around. Love you lots. Ciao, ciao. Mwah.